I was asked to be a board member with Planned Parenthood in 1975. I knew little about abortion. Of course, back in those days, abortion had just legal in 73. And my attitude was, I thought that every woman had a right to choose. Based on the knowledge that it's a mass of tissue, it's a blob, and until I served on the board, we were given documents that explained how the abortions were performed, and I was horrified. It was so early on when I became pro-life, even though the term was not coined. I read these documents. It wasn't like I was there and I had to be convinced that abortion was not right. I was the only African-American on the board. I was the youngest. I was just out of college. And I always asked myself, why is abortion more necessary for African-American, for us? At the same time, while I was on the board, Faye Waddleton, a black woman, was president of Planned Parenthood. And her job was to sell abortion to the black community, and she did so. The tactic was for her to debate white men, preferably Catholic, wearing a collar. And when she did this, it made it look like to black women that white men, and specifically the white religious community, are trying to keep them from having the same rights, in quotes, that other women were having. While I was on the board, death certificates were required for every abortion that was performed in New York City. Now, mind you, we were debating just a few years earlier in college, when is the fetus viable, and, you know. But on the board, death certificates were required for every abortion. The year that Al Moran, who was the chairman of the board, decided to announce that over 100,000 abortions have been performed, and everybody cheered and applauded. I was horrified. I went home that night. I had nightmares. I saw dead babies floating in the sky and felt that God was going to hold me accountable. And I was determined to resign from the board. But then I thought, if I resign from the board, who is going to be the no vote? In a clinic, the Margaret Sanger Clinic in New York, where the population being serviced was inner city. I thought if I resigned, I was going to stand up. So I decided to stay on the board, and that's where the education really began. I learned the subtle but powerful use of language that never to call a developing fetus, never to call the embryo a fetus, never to use those terms, but to use inanimate terms like mass of tissue or blob. And I resigned in 1980 when I relocated to California.